Veshmem Hey Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says a solution: if Yid Negoy make a shutfis and they forget or they're negligent and are not masna b'tchil, they did not make a deal in the beginning that the Goy will take for Shabbos, the Yid will take for a different day for Sunday. The way they can fix it up later on is by basically undoing the shutfis. The Shulchan Aruch says they go back to the person who sold them the field or the merchatz or whatever it is, and have him return their money, and they'll pay him again and they'll buy from again b'shutfis. This time they'll do it right. Mr. Irving's from Achronim, they can't just get the money back and give it back to him. They have to redo the kinyanim, whichever way the kinyan is done, but basically undo the deal. Or the Shulchan Aruch says they could sell it if the original seller is not around or available or won't do it for them. They could sell it to a different party, sell the field together to somebody else, and then buy it back from the shutfus and make the tanai properly when they buy it back. If their partner is in the chanus, in the store, and they made a division, they did not make the tanai properly, also, they could go back and move out to the shutfus, and then they could redo the shutfus and start over again from scratch, do it the right way. If they're makabel karka together, a property to do malach on the shutfus, they go undo the shutfus, they moichel their parts each other, and restart from scratch, and then make the tanai properly. And that's a simple solution to this problem if they forgot to make the tanai properly in the beginning. Their mod discusses if Yid wants to be masker to rent out to a goy his chelik in something on Shabbos, in a business, or if he wants to hire a guy, the kablonis to work for him on Shabbos, says mutter. The same way we learned the same reish from Dalad by meches, by being tax collector, or mabeya, or minting the coins for the king, that's mutter. And the same thing will apply over here when you're working together with a guy, that you can masker, rent out to the guy your chelik for Shabbos, or give it over to him the kablonis that he should take on that to do the work on Shabbos. Mishnah brings that the achrenim, the magavram, and the taz don't understand. A reish from Dalad is a special het over there because of pseda, because you have a loss. That's where we allowed you to give over or to rent out the rights for Shabbos, and we're not worried about Schar Shabbos, about making money off renting something out just for Shabbos. Here, however, it's not a special Malkum Seder. So the Taz and the Malkum of Rome, they both basically come out the same idea that, or referencing some Reish Mam Dalad, is that you don't have to worry about Mara Sayin. But about the actual question of Schar Shabbos, the question of Schar Shabbos itself, of course, over here you have to do it B'Hav Law. That means you don't just rent out and give over to the guy the rights for Shabbos. You give it over together a different day. Let's say you give him over the rights for Friday and Shabbos together. And then when you make the money, when he pays you the money in the end, he's giving you the profits of Friday and Shabbos together. And when it's done B'Hav Law, when it's not just Schar Shabbos by itself, Schar Shabbos together, the Schar of one of the days of the week or sometime during the week, so then there's no problem of Schar Shabbos. All the most referencing was from Reish Mam Dalad, there's no problem Maris Ayin. Here everyone knows that there's a shutfus to the guy, there's no problem Maris Ayin. Everyone understands that the guy is working for himself and he's not working for the Yid, does not look like he's a shliach of the Yid. Now the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Dalad that Yid could give a guy money to business with, money to invest and do business on his behalf, even though the guy is doing business with them on Shabbos, still he can give the guy money to invest and do business on his behalf, and they can split the profits in the end. The Yid was the investor, the Yid is the one who's investing with the guy is the one who's managing the investments, and that's not a problem, because the job is not the Yid's job to do that, the guy is a shliach. The job of taking care of the investments and the money is the guy's job. Nor is there a problem with Maris Ayin, because it's not apparent that it belongs to the Yid. The guy's dealing with money and handling a business. It's not apparent that the money that he's working with is originally money that came from the Yid. However, says Mishnah Berurah, that a few things, that first of all, there's no problem with Schar Shabbos over here, because B'Av Law, the guy's doing work, not just Shabbos, doing the work during the week also, just even on Shabbos. And he also says that you cannot tell the guy specifically to do work on Shabbos and to deal with them on Shabbos, because then there will be a problem. Then there will be a problem of the guy being the shliach of the Yid. If you don't tell him specifically to work on Shabbos, just obviously he's going to be dealing with the money 7 days a week, including Shabbos, then it's fine. Now, there's another case over here that if the Yid is working on some days and the guy is working on other days, so then you're back to the original problem because the guy is working for you on Shabbos. However, if the guy is doing all the Isak, all the dealing with the money, and just investing with him and splitting the profits, then it's okay as long as you don't tell him specifically to do on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei says that a Yid could give schar merchandise to a guy to sell for him. If he's cut the schar, he gives him a certain amount that he's being paid for the job. Now the guy is no longer a shliach. As long as he does not tell him specifically to sell on Shabbos, if the guy ends up selling on Shabbos, it's fine. Unless the Yom Mishuk, the market day, is on Shabbos, and it's obvious that you want him to do it on Shabbos, then it's a problem. It's as if you told him specifically to do it on Shabbos. If the market's open all the days, then it's fine. No one told the guy specifically to sell on Shabbos. It's not a problem, and you'll pay him whatever the amount you made up for him for selling on your behalf. Similarly, there's a case with a tanner and oven. It's a mashkin, a yid from a guy, and the guy made up for anything or the profits that come out. It will be ribbis to pay back the chayv to the yid. There's no problem with schar Shabbos because the guy is doing his own thing. He's not doing for the yid.